There's an interesting story about the Dalai Lama, which I found really very helpful too. He was meeting with Western teachers, and Sharon Salzberg was explaining about that in the Western audience, everyone is taking whatever you're teaching and somehow using it against themselves. Instead of to liberate themselves, they use it as, I'm not living up, I can't do it, you know. Just another tool against themselves. And he didn't understand what she was talking about. And then she tried to explain, and he just couldn't understand. So he went around the room of all the Western teachers and asked them, and they all said, of course we know what she's talking about. This is what we're like in the West. We have a lot of self, everything from self-hatred to just low self-esteem, but, you know, there's a lot of feeling bad about ourselves. If you're teaching to a Western audience, you have to know that it's being filtered through that. So the Dalai Lama initially was just completely floored by that. He said, so there is a difference then between Tibetans and Western people because we have no idea of self-hatred. There's some confidence in the Buddha nature or the basic goodness. And of course people are also neurotic and they have a lot of shenpa and they do all these things, but they don't have this little twist. For instance, someone told me about getting depressed, but they didn't have the label depression. And so it was just a very, very difficult time, like being in a dark place, but it didn't have that added ammunition of I'm bad. That part wasn't there. Do you know the book, some of you maybe have read this book called The Art of Happiness by the Dalai Lama and a therapist, Cutler. So the therapist met with the Dalai Lama over a period of a few years and had a lot of different interviews with him and asked him all the hard questions that an American psychologically oriented person would ask, and he's a very intelligent man, and the Dalai Lama responded. So one day they're having a conversation about guilt and shame, and by this time the Dalai Lama heard a lot about it. So the interviewer said, do you have anything in your life that you feel bad about that you've done? He said, oh yes, many things. He said, for example, an elderly monk came to me and asked me about doing these yogic practices, which require a lot of physical exercises, sort of designed for 18-year-olds. And I advised him against it because I said I thought he was too old. And he seemed to take that well, and he left. And then I heard that he had committed suicide. Because of his belief system, he thought if he committed suicide, he'd get a younger body and then he could do the exercises. So the Dalai Lama was left with the regret that he really unintentionally, nevertheless, had been responsible for this man's death, this man's suicide. The interviewer was stopped in his tracks and then he said, oh my goodness, how did you ever get rid of that feeling? And the Dalai Lama paused for quite a long time and really thought about that, and then he said, I didn't. It's still there. I didn't. It's still there. He said, I just don't allow it to drag me down and pull me back. I was so struck by that. I just don't allow it to drag me down and pull it back. But it was still there. So you see, this, we have this idea that you either have it or you get rid of it. And the question came from that point of view. He paused and he really thought about it, and then he said, I didn't get rid of it. It's still here. And Trungpa Rinpoche used to talk about that. He said, being able to hold the sorrow of the world in your heart while never forgetting what he called the Great Eastern Sun, which is the big vision, the bigger perspective, the global perspective, the sense of unlimited time and space. So some sense of being able to be pierced to the heart by your own suffering and the suffering of others and of your own regrets without it dragging you down. And then he said, and I realized that being dragged down by it or held back by it would be in no one's benefit, not mine or anybody else's. So I go forward and just do the best I can, which is pretty damn good. But I think we could all feel that he is the great teacher he is and communicates the way he does to unlimited audiences who have no background in the way he was trained or in Buddhism or anything, just right across the boards. And so I think you could say that it's because he has his own things. It's not like he's gone untouched. No sadness, no regrets. But he doesn't turn it into what we call guilt, this kind of negative shame that drags you down and makes you feel bad about yourself, and then basically you become very powerless to help yourself or anybody else.